A portion of the Easter Gospel as recorded by the evangelist John in the 20th chapter of his Gospel. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping, and so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. We well scratch our heads this morning upon hearing these words from John. Words about Mary Magdalene. At the tomb, the empty tomb. Now here was a woman, keep in mind, please, that accompanied Jesus for 3 years in his ministry on the earth. She and a couple of other women who we are told supplied Jesus and his disciples' financial needs. She knew Jesus. He had expelled 7 demons from her, we are told. She knew him well. And yet at that empty tomb, she turns around and Jesus is standing there. She doesn't know him. She doesn't recognize him. She thinks he's the gardener. It is not until Jesus speaks her name that she becomes aware of who he is. He looked different, obviously. Post-resurrection versus pre-resurrection. His disciples, when he appears to them in the upper room, they don't necessarily recognize him either until he shows them the nail marks in his hands and feet. He looked different. Wasn't the same. On that first Easter, a couple of his disciples head out to a little town near Jerusalem called Emmaus. And as they are walking along the road, the evangelist tells us that Jesus came and was walking alongside of them and entered into a conversation with them. He said, "Hey, what's been going on in Jerusalem the last couple days? There's a lot of commotion going on." And these guys laid it all out for him, how they had hoped that Jesus was the one. And they reached their destination at Emmaus, and Jesus acted, we were told, as if he was going on further, and they begged him to stay. And so he did. They didn't know who he was. And it is not until Jesus broke bread with them, we're told, that their eyes were opened, and they knew it was him. His disciples, after the resurrection, go fishing. They're out on the lake and Jesus appears on the beach and he makes a fire getting ready for the fish to fry him up when they brought him in. And his disciples look and they look and they look and they think they're seeing a ghost. They didn't recognize him. They didn't see him as he was. Something was different. He wasn't the same. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, those closest to him don't recognize him until he basically spells it out for them. And we wonder how. How can someone who was with him for 3 years, who talked with him daily, who ate with him daily, who prayed with him daily, not know him when they saw him? It's unfathomable to us that such a thing could be. But let's not be too quick to pass judgment. Because you see, after the resurrection, Jesus Christ is not the same. Not recognized by his closest followers, and I submit to you today, not recognized by many of us. He's different. He does not appear as he used to. Jesus tells us as much in the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, where you'll recall he says these words, "I was hungry. You gave me something to eat. I was thirsty. You gave me a drink. I was lonely and you visited me. I was naked and you gave me something to wear." And his people respond to him by saying, "When? We didn't see you. We didn't recognize you." Inasmuch, Jesus says, "as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me." You see, Jesus has changed. He doesn't look the way we expect him to look. He came as a baby into this world, to be sure, helpless, whom the world was free to either care for or destroy. They chose the latter, ultimately, to destroy him. But now, you see, according to Jesus' own words, after his resurrection, he has changed. And he now comes to us as the pauper. He now comes to us as the prisoner. He now comes to us as the stranger. He comes to us, you see, in every form of human need. That's how he appears today, right here on this earth. And I ask myself the question, do I recognize him? And I have to say, no. I'm looking for something else, for someone else. All I see in front of me here is a problem that I don't necessarily wish to deal with. I don't want it. I don't need it. But Jesus has changed. Don't expect him to look the way you think he'll look when he appears to you, as Mary did, as his disciples did. No, he comes to you and me today in the form of human need. Gloriously resurrected, to be sure. But it is now incumbent upon us not to overlook his appearance in our day and age, because our Lord has changed. And he comes to us in ways that we least expect. Amen.